Tariq Tahafuz INI Pakistan is turning out to be a non-starter. The anti-government movement that was supposed to be spearheaded by the cornered PTI has been meted out a major blow, one that can knock the Grand Opposition Alliance out of its existence. The JUIF, arguably the weightiest component of the multi-party alliance in terms of street power, has distanced itself from the opposition grouping, apparently over the PTI allegedly pursuing the real powers wielders for a deal to secure release of their incarcerated leader, Imran Khan. The Maulana Fazlur Rahman party took exception to the reports of some PTI leaders trying to cozy up with the powers that be, and sought clarity from the party. However, opposition leader Omar Ayyub's recent remarks that they could not force the Maulana to join their alliance shows that the party, riven with infighting, is in no position to allay the reservations expressed. Without the JUIF, the Grand Alliance is not worth a headache to the incumbents, given that the PTI rank and file is already exhausted after the party's day-to-day rallies and demos, and no other component, PKMAP, BNP, MWM, SIK, G and GDA, boasts capacity for mass mobilization. Moreover, the absence of a broader nationalistic agenda, as the movement seemingly focuses on the release of the PTI chairman as its ultimate goal, leaves little appeal for the rest of the member parties to embark on a journey of defiance in all earnest. Thus, with the economy also showing signs of resuscitating back to life, there are all the reasons for the government to feel safe and emboldened. However, pushing the opposition to the wall is not what a democratic order is supposed to reflect. The government should rope the opposition PTI back into talking terms and accept their fair demands to the best leverage possible. Needless to mention that a harmonious relationship between government and opposition is a must for national development.